after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Fun Friday. And so Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Sheba, will have tons of freebies for Fun Friday. Also, we have in this hour a same brain frame drain game focusing on the Olympics and sports in general. You know how that works? If you don't know how that works, I'll be happy to explain it to you. Here's what we do. I'll give Roberta the opportunity to answer a question with four different possibilities. She picks the one she thinks is right. If you agree with her, and you get three of these, and by the way, everybody always wins in this deal. 800-510-8255. You want to get in the queue right now. Help yourself. Also, we have a little laughter at 10 after. So all kinds of things to get your mind off of the whatever Friday.
It's Fun Friday. Yeah, we have fun Friday stuff.
Lisa Montgomery said once, there's so much in the world for all of us if we only have the eyes to see it and the heart to love it and the hands to gather it to ourselves. What poignancy there is in that, is there not? Nothing about that is funny, but it is all the truth. However, I will be happy to change gears and give you things that are funny. May not be all the truth, but the items up next as we prove the extremeness of redneckism. I have...
Oh, boy.
Yes, we have rednecks in the focus.
Oh, boy.
And the...
I love rednecks. They are my people, you know.
Laughter at 10 after. And then we get into the same brain frame drain game. So if you want to play, we have... what do we have? All of our Doug paraphernalia, hats and shirts and all that other stuff. Plus, we have...
We have some great subscriptions for, Reader's Digest and Handyman Magazine, amongst
Handyman
others.
That is so hot. Can you sign me up for that?
I'd like a handyman, too.
Okay, you guys, calm down.
It's Friday.
Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden gone for another week or so. It is the Good Day program. Laughter at 10 After comes up right after this.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Old Navy Back to School Uniform Special, starring polos for $5 and pants for $10. In a school where decisions had to be made, Becca hated deciding. But Becca never had to decide on her school uniform. Until now.
What?
This fall, Old Navy offers endless uniform combinations. Polos are just $5 and pants just $10.
This decision's easy. I choose to choose them all.
Hurry in now to the Old Navy uniform event. Come fun, come all. Valid July 26th through September 5th.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control. So I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
All right, let's find out if everybody's in the right mood. And by the way, if you would like to share a redneck joke, that's a good idea. 800?
Why not?
Yeah, of course. 500.
You might be a redneck if.
500. Yeah. You might be a redneck if. Fill in the blanks. 800-510-8255. All right, you can start with that. You're an extreme redneck when you let your 14-year-old daughter smoke at the dinner table in front of her children.
Oh, gosh. There we go.
Not you're that an extreme, funny, really.
Right? You're an extreme redneck when the blue book value of your truck goes up and down, depending on how much gas is in it. You're an extreme redneck
that
when
kind of funny.
You've been married three times and still have the same in-laws. You're an extreme redneck when you think a woman who is out of your league bowls on a different night.
I like that.
You're an extreme redneck when you wonder how service stations keep their restrooms so clean. Jennifer, what's the matter with you? You're an extreme redneck when someone in your family died right after saying, hey, guys, watch this.
Okay, that's a good one. That's my favorite so far.
You're an extreme redneck when you think Dom Perignon is a mafia leader. You're an extreme redneck when your wife's hairdo was once ruined by a ceiling fan.
Oh, my gosh.
See, these are getting better. Right. I'm much happier now.
All
right. Good.
Okay. You're an extreme redneck when your junior prom offered daycare. You're an extreme redneck when
because they all have kids.
You think the last words of the Star Spangled Banner are, gentlemen, start your engine. You're an extreme redneck when you lit a match in the bathroom and your house exploded right off its wheels. You're an extreme redneck when the Halloween pumpkin on your porch has more teeth than your spouse. You're an extreme redneck when you have to go outside to get something from the fridge. You're an extreme redneck when one of your children was born on a pool table.
Hmm.
How about that? You're an extreme redneck when you need more when you then wait a minute, try this one again. You need one more hole punched in your card to get a freebie at the House of Tattoos. I'm sure that was worth the effort. You're an extreme redneck when you can't get married to your sweetheart because there's a law against it.
Oh.
And you're an extreme redneck when you think loading the dishwasher means getting your wife drunk. All right. So we haven't found Roberta yet. So maybe cancel that initial idea that we would have the same brain frame dream game.
Do we have somebody waiting to play? Because Heather and I could fill in for Roberta. I think between the two of us, we could combine.
Right, so
I think we can handle it.
Cancel Roberta. All right, so we're going to use this. I'm so steeped in tradition here on the Good Day program. We'll forget about Roberta. And Heather and Jennifer want to challenge.
We can do it.
Two blondes make a right.
Okay.
There we go.
Right. 800, depending on how much there is under the blonde. 800. 800. 510-8255. All right. We'll change the scenario, but not the rules. Here's how this works. You call us. You want to play with Jennifer and Heather. I'm going to give this is all about the Olympics, so people are probably cued in well to the Olympics and sports in general. I'm going to ask a question. I'll give you four possible answers. If you like the answer that Heather and Jennifer agree on, you agree, and you're all right, then you get a point. You got to have 3 points to win the prize, and everybody always wins. Right? How can it be any more simple?
We can do it.
Yes, you can. And we can try. 800-510-8255. So if you're excited about the Olympics, excited about winning something, excited about talking to Jennifer and Heather, this is a win-win-win situation. 800-510-8255. And now would be a good time for you to cue in. Meanwhile, I'm lodging a complaint.
Why?
Well, the focus on this drought and the extreme amount of attention that's been given to it, it's another news media hype. And to show you how bad the news media is when it comes to this sort of thing, I'm looking at a picture now, and only I would, well, not only me, but anybody who's a farmer looks at this picture, they know that it is a fake. I'm looking at a picture of supposedly a cornfield affected by the drought. Mm-hmm. The only problem is, this is not a picture of a cornfield affected by the drought. It shows stalks of corn that have been cut off, and that process is what I use to chop silage to fill the silo with corn. All of these corn stalks have been manicured because they've been cut at about 8 to 10 inches above the ground.
For a purpose.
That's right. And that's supposed to signify or symbolize the drought because the corn is supposed to be wilted, or at least that's what the impression is with the story. But anybody who had half of a brain, see, this is what's wrong with the news media. The people who are making decisions like this are foolish. They make foolish, and I'm going to send an email to the guy who is responsible for the story and tell him how foolish the picture is and how foolish the whole this website looks, because they have a picture that doesn't represent what the story is all about. And I wonder if it happens in this way in an area that I know, you look at some of the other pictures that are supposed to depict things, and is it the same for many other categories of the so-called news?
Mm. We see it and we believe it, right?
Well, the old business about a picture is worth a thousand words. This is not a picture of a drought. This is actually a healthy cornfield from last year, and the good thing is there are not a lot of weeds in it, so the corn quality is good. The stalks are a little bit brown because at the end of the season, mm-hmm. the stalks turn brown, mm-hmm. especially if they're hit by some kind of a frost. So to have this represent what is the drought, now that's not to take away from the severity of the drought because the drought's serious and it's going to affect the price that you pay for food, and already has, in fact. Prices of food, according to Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru, have gone up about 4%, maybe even 5% the last month since the drought first kicked in. And he says they'll go up another 4 or 5% a month until the end of the year. So what does that do? How many months we got left in the year? 5 months. If it goes up 4%, let's just 4 to 5% a month. So let's say it costs you a dollar to buy a pound of hamburger. All right? Right now, from last month to this month, it's $1.04. Next month, it'll be 4 to 5 points on top of that, which will get you to $1.10 or close to it. Mm-hmm. And then you add another 4% to that the month after that. By the time we're done at the end of the year, you'll be up to $1.25, let's say.
Mm-hmm. Instead of, creeps up real quick.
Well, but that's what we're faced with. There's nothing you can do about it. People say it's global warming. In part, it is. It's also a cycle. You can go back to the drought of 8-9 years ago. There was a drought 14-15 years ago. You go back to what, in part, contributed to the Depression in the early 30s was the big drought then.
So in past droughts, what, like, how long did it affect our economy and everything?
It depends.
That's interesting.
It just depends on...
Does it impact the following year?
The length? No, it's immediate now.
It's immediate?
Yeah, well, but the reason it's immediate now, and that's a very good question, Heather. The reason that it's immediate now isn't because the effect of it is being felt, because we're not eating the meat that comes from the beef. We're not eating the corn. It isn't in the system yet, because it usually takes 4 to 6 months. The corn's harvested. It goes through whatever process. Mm-hmm. By the way, more of our food is dependent on corn than anything else. Corn supply, very important. But the speculators, the commodity brokers, now they have so much influence and power that they're betting on the price going up in the future. That affects the price now. So the futures for corn, I think they were almost double. The corn price this late this fall, when there has been a harvest, will net some of the farmers that have a successful corn crop twice as much as they got last year. And that trickles up or down, depending on how you look at it, into the food supply and what you pay for bread, what you pay for beef, what you pay for most anything that has corn as a component or soy as a component. So the immediate effect is caused not by this actual stuff being in the system, but by the speculators, those people who are out, mostly New York and Chicago, the Mercantile, buying futures and all this stuff. They're betting it's going to be worth this much, so they're going to pay that much now for it and hope the price goes up higher so they make more money when they go to sell it down the road. That's how it works.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The day before, Rocky Robin. Why are we playing the same song when there must be 100 Jackson 5 songs?
This is a different one.
I know, but why do we play the two? Why didn't I chastise you on this yesterday?
I don't know. I was going to let it pass.
Really? But that you played the same song 2 days in a row,
yeah,
and I didn't catch it?
I like how Michael said, I was going to let it pass.
Yeah, very good. Only 900 Jackson family songs around. All right, so the drama continues. The story at DougStephan.com about Michael's 15-year-old son, Prince, taking center stage, Jennifer.
Yeah, Catherine, the grandmother, is back in Calabasas. But yesterday, the kids all took to Twitter. Paris, the daughter, said, thank you, God, Grandma's here, she's back. But Prince, the older son of Michael Jackson, is still really upset about how his grandmother was treated by the family. Mm-hmm. And he even took a picture on his cell phone of a group text message that was sent to his Aunt Rebe and to Aunt Janet Jackson, in which he demanded to speak to his grandmother. And he got a response from Janet that says, please don't let them. So he goes back to Twitter after putting that little picture up and said, as long as I can remember, my dad repeatedly warned me of certain people and their ways. Although I'm happy my grandma was returned, after speaking with her, I realized how misguided and how badly she was lied to. I'm really angry and hurt. Now, since yesterday, that has been taken down off of Twitter, but still lots of weird drama brewing with the Jacksons.
Drama!
Drama for your mama.
All right, so let's check the television report. Other things. Modern Family back to work, yes or no?
Yes, Modern Family is back to work. Well, they're expected to be back to work today. They're still in their lawsuit over their contract renegotiation, but they should do a table read, I believe, this morning.
So today. Why is it, stories at DougStephan.com, by the way, the cast of Modern Family waits until, is this the time when things actually get back to work?
Everything's going back to work right now.
No, but the point is, why wouldn't these negotiations have been handled by the network and the stars and their agents before they actually sit down to start?
I don't know. Maybe they do it on purpose so that they have a little bit of power because they know they have to go back to work, so the network's more apt to negotiate with them.
Mm-hmm.
And the deal is not necessarily just for more money for the Modern Family stars. It's also that they want to work on other projects as part of their agreement, and right now they're not allowed to. So, there you go. All right, also in the news today, Dougie, NBC's The Voice has added their final mentor to the mix. This one is for Christina Aguilera's team, and it's a weird pairing. It's Green Day vocalist and guitarist Billy Joe Armstrong. Really talented guy, but he's a hard rocker, and Christina's more soulful. So, this season, you'll see different mentors working with the judges in different genres. Blake Shelton has Michael Bublé. Christina now has a hard rock guy. So, that'll be kind of an interesting dynamic, I think, to the teams. Eric Dane, who I love, he's Dr. McSteamy on Grey's Anatomy, announced that he's going to be leaving the show this season.
So there's McSteamy and McDreamy.
Yeah. There is McDreamy and McSteamy. Yeah. And I kind of think McSteamy's hotter, although McDreamy is cuter. So, you know, yep. He's going to leave during the season. No word on whether or not he will, like, just leave town or if he's going to die. We don't know. They like to kill people off on Grey's Anatomy, so who knows?
How do they kill him off?
They have plane crashes. That was
really?
The end of last season.
A bus could hit him.
Really?
A bus
How about an operation that gets botched on the... Cable.
That could happen. There was a brain tumor, absolutely.
Or somebody wakes up on the operating room and takes a scalpel and does him in.
Something like that.
Yeah. I think they John have Noble. Like a stabbing thing, yeah. Yeah.
John Noble, who I love, is the star of Fringe on Fox. And they had just gone back to work to tape their final season, but now everything is on hold. The production's been halted. They actually probably think they're going to have to postpone the season because he's having to receive medical treatment for some sleep disorder. I guess he hasn't been able to sleep. He wasn't at the TCA, and so he's getting treated for that right now. Yeah. American Horror Story, which has gotten a lot of awards last year. They're starting their second season, and they've added Jenna Dewey. Now, Jenna Dewan, you want to know who that is?
Yes.
Do you know who it is?
No.
That's Channing Tatum's wife.
Care. Oh.
See, you do kind of care.
I do care now, yeah. What's her name?
Her name's Jenna Dewan.
What is her background? Where'd she come from?
She's a dancer, and she also is now an actress. And,
she was a dancer. That's how they met. Now I remember the story.
Right, yeah.
He really was a... Chippendale or whatever.
He was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chipmunk. And this is actually her first big, huge acting gig because American Horror Story is pretty critically acclaimed, so this will
and
be
Brendan
a big deal
Brendan says
for
they're
her.
Very happy together. He doesn't mess around, fool around, goes home every night. He cooks dinner. It's pretty
Go figure. That
yeah.
can happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they're with friends people. With George Clooney and Stacey
yeah.
Keibler.
Oh, ah, there you go. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay. So you got that taken care of. What about, what was the other thing that I was thinking?
Jeremy Piven.
Oh, yeah, his birthday was yesterday.
It was his birthday yesterday, and he landed a brand new job. He's going to be seen next on PBS.
Really?
It's a period drama, and it's called Masterpieces. It'll be part of the Masterpiece 2013 season. So,
you know what I wanted? Yesterday I was curious about Ryan Murphy and the new normal. Did you talk about that yesterday? The new
I
normal.
Didn't talk
the reason
about
I
it.
Brought it up is because Tom Likas's production company is called The New Normal for his webcast, the podcast.
Tom doesn't like to be stolen from, so maybe they'll get sued. What do you think?
Well, depending on who's got it first.
Hmm.
Who had it first, right?
I don't know. Ryan's been around a while with the Glee project. He's the creator of Glee, so and that's his production company name.
Really?
Hmm, we'll have to look into it. See what Tom thinks. Maybe he'll blow him up.
Yeah. Blow me up. All right, so we got all of these. I think we've done a pretty good job here, Jennifer.
Thanks.
Nice job. All right, Roberta is going to join us, and we're going to do our Freebie Friday material. Plus, we'll, you know what? We'll put all three of the women into the same brain frame drain game.
Ha.
So if you want to challenge all of them, 800-510-8255 for fun and a swell prize on Good Day.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Let's get down to business here. 33 after the hour. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Heather Bachman, and Doug on the Good Day program. Michael is at the Controls in Our Studio in Washington as Rich is away for another 10 days or so. So it is our task to do what is necessary to bring you to another great, amazing American day. And because it's Friday, after we get done with our Freebie Fridays from the Queen of Cheap, it'll be your turn to engage all three of these women in our same brain frame drain game. If you have a brain, then you may want to opt in here. I don't know whether it would be more fun to have a woman. I don't know if it makes a difference. Does it? Whether we have women or men.
Well, women are smarter, so it depends on, you know, how smart you want the person to be.
Yeah, but we can have our way with men.
This is true. Make them look dumber than they are.
Ah, perfect. There's Roberta. Attracting a larger audience, moment by moment, word by word. 800-510-8255. If you would like to participate, these will be Olympic questions. Questions about the Olympics in general. And we'll always make sure that you're a winner. We have swell prizes, so why not do it, right? Help yourself. 800-510-8255. Before we get to the Queen of Cheap, Jennifer, what's happening in our social media department this
We're cooking
here?
Today, Dougie.
Like MI5.
We are cooking today. Yes, we are. Well, we're asking you what you think about this Chick-fil-A controversy. Do you think the corporation was wrong? Do you think the protesters are wrong? Or do you think it's all just overcooked? So chime in, facebook.com/ get it?
Yeah, all right. So what are people saying so far?
So far, people are saying that it's hypocrisy that Chick-fil-A takes a religious stance on marriage, and then the liberals label them as hateful and intolerant, and going into Muslims murdering people. So chime in. Just give us your thoughts. Not that
Muslims
serious,
murdering
you know.
People. What's that got to do with Chick-fil-A?
I don't know, but yesterday
people
we
People murdering chickens.
Right. We asked about something a little more fun, a little more lighthearted. It was Mick Jagger's birthday, and we asked what your favorite Rolling Stone song was. And we got a lot of response. Bill said Street Fighting Man and Under My Thumb. Rich said Saint of Me. Michael said Little TNA, Happy, and the B Word. Tom said Fortune Teller. Ken Mullins, Gimme Shelter or Shatter. Tough choice. Robert said Swanee. And Melissa said Sympathy for the Devil. Richard said Get Off My Cloud. No, and Noni said, waiting on a friend. Also yesterday, we asked if you could pick a dream combo. Like, you know, Mitt Romney's looking for a VP candidate. If you could pick a dream combo, like mine would be David Palmer and Jack Bauer, maybe perhaps Lucy and Ethel, who would your dream duo be to enter into the presidential race? So far, we have Renee saying Bert and Ernie. Mm-hmm. Yvonne said, Lucy and Ethel, they're about as smart as all the other politicos are. And we'll add to the travel Traveling Clown Show.
Lucy!
Christopher Hopper said, Hopper and Bennett, these are Rich's friends, so apparently they would like to throw their hat into the presidential mix as well. Bozo the Clown was a nominee. Homer Simpson and Peter Griffin. Bud and Lou. Dan Carlin was a nominee. So lots of fun going on at the Facebook page.
How about serious Michael Bloomberg? No, I don't want to do this. This isn't supposed to be serious, though.
No, it's supposed to be fun. Just if you could create a duo.
All right, let's find out if Dan is serious or not. Dan's listening to WMVO in Mount Vernon. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Good Day. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Dan.
Was that me? I hit the button and it... what happened? I hit the button.
Come back, Dan.
Broke the phone, so could you come back, please?
800-510-8255. All right, we get to the same brain frame drain game after Roberta brings us our freebies for fun Friday. Roberta?
She's the queen of cheese. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Okay, let's start with one of my favorite items. Another free $2 Amazon MP3 credit, only good through today. And you have to have a Twitter account. So if you do the Twitter thing, you go to Amazon.com, you follow the instructions, and your free $2 MP3 credit will be applied to your Amazon account. This is really great because sometimes the albums are as low as, you know, $2.99, $3.99. So virtually, it's like getting free music. If you got a kitty cat, meow, Purina Friskies plus coupon, we got to buy one can, get one free. It's Freebie Friday. That's why that's in there. So it's just for you, Jen.
Buddy will like that.
Yes, Buddy will like that. Speaking of buddies, we've got Gas Buddy. I don't know if you know about this app. It's called Gas Buddy.
I've got Gas Buddy.
Okay.
I have gas.
The importance of punctuation. Nothing to do with that type of gas. It's the gas that you put in your car. Now, we have a Gas Buddy app for your iPhone and for your Android. And what it does is you can locate gas stations all around you and show all their prices so you can go and shop at the one that has the lowest gas price, which is what we all want, right?
That's cool.
Spin Magazine has some great music from their July and August issues. Some of these bands you may not know, which is really great because it's a great way of introducing you to new music. So you can get that. I want to give you the link at DougStephan.com. If you want to quit smoking, now I don't know if this works, but it's a tea. And they say you can drink this tea and it can help you quit smoking. So we have a free sample of this quit smoking tea. And a free subscription to Tennis Magazine and free money from Kmart. If you register your kid's birthday on your kid's birthday, it'll give you a $5 coupon to use to buy something in Kmart. Who would have thunk? And you'll find all of these things at the Queen of Cheap section on Freebie Friday and check out all the other great stuff that's there, too.
Really?
Really.
Really?
Really.
I got a picture of Jennifer Lopez. Has she done some... We're going to face Jennifer.
No, absolutely not.
She looks pretty consistent. Why would you
her think face that doesn't look like her.
Maybe Botox.
Why would you think that Jennifer Lopez would do something to her face?
Oh, you know why?
It's not her?
No, it's Wendy Williams.
How did I know this?
Okay, okay, they don't even look alike.
Jen doesn't look like Jennifer Lopez.
In fact, Jennifer
Lopez. Wrong nationality, even.
No wonder.
Jennifer Lopez and Enrique Iglesias at Boston Garden tonight.
Really?
Are
you going?
Why?
Are you going?
No.
Why not?
I would.
I'm not interested.
Why would you
pay all that money? I'd rather listen to Enrique Iglesias' father saying, "To all the girls I've loved before."
OMG.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so are we going to make this work or not? What's going on with the phones? 800-510-8255. There it is. Last call, last opportunity to play the same brain frame drain game with Roberta and Jennifer and Heather. Olympic questions. I will ask a question and give you four possible answers. All the ladies will agree on an answer, and if they have agreed on the right answer and you agree with them, and then you get a point, 3 points get you a small prize. Mm-hmm. Is this too much work? This is not hard to figure out. I figured it out.
No, they get three for the price of one.
Three for the price of one. How about them apples? 800-510-8255. Let's see who we can dig up here. It's 19 before the hour, and good day.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
All right, I've decided to change the rules. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Therefore, I, as the host of the program, can change the rules. Roberta?
Whatever you say, boss. You write
I'm
the
going
check.
To, no, here's what is important to know here.
Okay.
We have three intelligent women. Mm-hmm. One lady in her 30s, one lady in her 40s, and one lady in her 50s.
Oh, which one is that?
Often... I'm not going to give away.
Can I choose?
Right, exactly.
I'm actually winning this one, so back off, ladies.
All right. So, I think that it would be interesting to pit the three of you against each other.
Okay.
How about them apples?
I'm so going to lose this, but I am still younger,
see, that's not a positive attitude to take.
No, I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right, so you ready?
Go to trivia, yes.
Yeah, all right. This is all about the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
Right.
This is why I'm worried, because I don't know anything.
Let's see who comes up with the right answer. You all have a chance at this.
Okay.
All right? I'm going to give you three options, and let's see. We'll go by age. Let's see. I'm going to make this more complicated than it has to be. Age up first, then down, and then alphabetically. All right? And then by who has their clothes on. Okay.
Huh?
This is easy.
Just wait for your name to be called.
Just be waiting for the call.
Huh?
All right. All right. Right.
All right. Here we go.
Let's go.
Ready? First question. And if we go by age up, Jennifer, you get the first shot at this.
Okay.
And you can only take, you have an answer, that answer goes away as a possibility. All right. Everybody has to have a different answer. Olympic ad. What?
Everybody has to have a different answer. Okay, go ahead.
Or you can't choose the same answer.
Okay,
I give you
could.
Three
options, and one of you, the first one picks the first one, and the second one second, and the third one gets the third.
Okay, we get it. Okay, go.
Okay. Olympic ad sales amount to A, $250 million, B, $450 million, C, $1 billion. Jennifer, what's the right answer?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to go with the billion. It seems like a lot, but I think that it makes a
lot. All right. That means next in the age spectrum, Heather, you get to choose 250 or 450.
Well, I was going with the billion, so I guess I'm going with 450.
All right. And Roberta, you get, as last person, you get 250.
I guess I get 250, huh?
Right, okay. You get
I don't like this
game. A great answer, Roberta. Good answer.
I don't like this game.
Big money, no whammies. All right, who won?
All right, Jennifer wins $1 billion.
Yay, Nation!
That's not fair.
How do you figure?
Because I would have picked a billion, and Heather would have picked a billion, so we would have all been right.
Oh, but
can't
all be
right.
Well,
this time around, I think it's perfectly fair, but the next question,
we're doing it. Roberta, we go from oldest to youngest this time around.
Great.
All right, you ready?
Okay.
Okay, next question. Olympic organizers in London apologized for mistakenly displaying the flag of the wrong country when it came to the soccer game. All right. So we need to know whether it was which country's flag was in the wrong place.
Is it this Olympics or like Olympic?
No,
well,
this Olympics.
This particular Olympics.
Right,
okay.
Exactly. All right. Was it the which flag was mistakenly displayed? The South Korean flag, the North Korean flag, or the American flag? Roberta, you get to go first.
I'm going to say the American flag.
American flag, Roberta says. All right. Let's see. Next age-wise, Heather.
Oh, in the middle South here. Korean.
South Korean. All right. And Jennifer, you
the
get North Korean.
The only people that would be angry about anything. I'm actually happy I get the North Koreans because they're angry people.
There they are.
Yeah.
All right. But in this instance, Heather is correct because it was the South Korean flag.
Yay. Bummer.
That was, yeah. Boo. Okay. Next question. Who has won the most Olympic gold medals? Let's see. We're going to do this alphabetically. So that would be...
Like in the history of the Olympics?
Heather goes first, right? Alphabetically, and then Jennifer,
yes.
And then Roberta.
Yes, it's Heather's turn to go first.
Okay.
Wait a second.
What?
Who... Wait. So this is in, like, life in general? Who's won the most gold medals?
What country? Cumulatively.
Names. I'm going to give you names.
Like people.
Okay. Right, exactly.
Oh, okay.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Who has won the most Olympic gold medals? Is it Larissa Latinina, Michael Phelps, or Mark Spitz?
I'm going to have to say Larissa Latinina just because I wanted to say her name.
Heather has picked
Hello.
Larissa. All right. Jennifer, you have
I'm
Michael
going
Phelps
with
or
my boy
Mark
Michael
Spitz?
Phelps because I think he
Jennifer
beat Mark Spitz
Phelps.
Records.
All right, Roberta, you get Spitz.
I think it was Mark Spitz, actually, yeah. That's who I'm going to pick anyhow. So
really?
I'm happy.
Really? All right, so Jennifer has now got 2 points because she's been correct twice.
It was just fun to say that lady's name, though.
Yeah, it was fun. All right, let's see. Next question on the Olympics. The International Olympic Committee has removed which two events from the... program for the 2012 Olympic Games. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. How are we doing this? We're doing it according to who is dressed. I know Heather is dressed, so she gets to go first.
I am not dressed either.
All right. So we'll do Roberta and Jennifer. Jennifer goes last because she's won twice already. Here we go. The International Olympic Committee removing two events from the program for this Olympic Games.
I think I know this one.
All right. The choices are synchronized swimming, chess, and baseball and softball. All right? Baseball and softball, synchronized swimming, or chess.
And I'm only choosing one of them?
You're choosing one of them. This one has been removed from the program.
That's a tough one, Doug.
Whoa.
I'm going to go ahead and take a guess with synchronized swimming.
Okay. Heather says swimming. Roberta, what do you say?
My favorite.
I don't see how chess could possibly be an Olympic sport, so I'm going to say chess.
All right.
Thank God, because I'm pretty sure that I'm right about this, because I'm a baseball nut. I think it's baseball and softball.
Jennifer has 3 points.
Yes! Whoa.
Jennifer's amazing.
So then chess is an Olympic competition?
Yes, it is.
Chess?
Chess.
Can you imagine that, team?
All right. Hang on. So for extra credit...
Chess?
Let's go play.
Jennifer wins. All right, but let's see. For extra credit, which name belongs in the USA team roster? David Baudia, Clarissa Chun, Benedict Legat, and Horatio Cain. One of those does not belong.
One does not belong.
One of those names, David Baudia, Clarissa Chun, Bernard Legat and Horatio Cain. One of those names does not belong as an Olympic competitor. Heather, you want to take a shot? Got to hurry up.
Let's go with the last one, Horatio.
All right, what do you say, Jennifer?
I'd go with Bernard, but I don't know.
Okay, what do you say, Roberta?
That first one.
Really? Horatio Cain is on CSI Miami.
Good job, Heather.
Doesn't belong. 51 after on Good Day.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com. By the way, the poll, we were talking about the Olympics earlier, the poll this weekend, are you planning to watch the Olympics as they get started? A, I'll be watching every minute I can. B, I'll be watching the opening ceremony. C, I'll catch the highlights on the news. D, I'll check out some of the games online. And E, I don't plan on watching any of the Olympics, which is you. Help yourself. The poll is a daily part of our involvement with you and your involvement with us here at DougStephan.com. Also, you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see a picture in the contributors box of Tom Parsons from BestFares.com. He has a lot of airline discount promo codes he's figured out, and apparently they're very good for saving money. How do you get these, though? You used to have lots of them, and now I never get any of them.
You'll see.
All right,
there's only 20 of them up this week, but I guess you should go look at that page we put up on your site.
No, I went
and look at them.
Yeah, airline discount promo code.
Actually, the best one we get this week is back with Virgin America.
Yeah.
Good to November. 20% off.
20% off.
Anywhere they fly.
Anywhere they fly. So if their listed price is $100 at bestfares.com, you can get it for $80.
Yeah, well, you just get the promo code, and we really make some money off of this. So you just go right, you know, you take our promo code, and we tell you how to get it, or we give it to you. We have some like that. The last couple of weeks, we've had a Southwest 15% off. That ended on Tuesday this week. But and then the better one is the 20%, but you have to fly on a route like Boston, New York, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, you know, Fort Lauderdale, and let's say Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and then they go from Chicago and Dallas, and then they go to Portland, Oregon, Seattle, you know, and some Mexico City too, L.A., San Francisco, Las Vegas, San Diego, Palm Springs. So if you live in those markets or near that market and your fare is $300, it's worth an extra $60 to you.
There you go.
$400, it's worth $80 to you.
Nothing wrong with that.
And that's, again, I mean, you know, there's stuff like that, but this is a good weekend to be looking for airfare sales. It's been rare we get weekend airfare sales, but this week Southwest, AirTran, and all the other guys have given us a new airfare sale that ends on Monday. It's a good you know, I would say after August 21st, last fair sale went to October 4th. This one actually takes you out to December 14th. You can travel almost any day of the week, but Sundays, they get the cheapest airfares. You got to look around. But, boy, we're seeing some, I mean, the world's on sale. Europe is down 4 or 5. Some destinations like Athens, $700 less. The Caribbean, San Juan, is probably one of your best bets if you want to get there for under $300.
I'm not sure that there is an exception to that I've found, unless you tell me I'm wrong. I have to go to Ireland the last week of September to do some promotional broadcasts, et cetera, yeah, for Ireland and Ireland, the Irish Tourism Bureau, et cetera, et cetera. And so I was just checking to see what the price might be if I decide to take somebody with me. And I from Boston to Dublin or Bell, I'm not sure whether we go. I guess we go to Dublin. Is $700. I don't see that that's a good idea.
Okay, let's go back. There's I agree with you. I agree with you 1,000%. Domestically, the good thing about domestic fares, I actually talked to a reporter yesterday in Denver, and I said if there was any airline out there who I would love to make airfares adjustments, it would be Southwest, because they do look at their cost, they expect to make money, and that's why they have made money for 30 years straight. No other airline can say that.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guys have had bankruptcies and this and that and, you know, concessions. And now because Southwest has been forced, because they don't have those fuel hedges like they had in the 2000s. I mean, heck, they were buying fuel as low as 35 cents a gallon. They were that smart. And the other guys didn't buy it and were paying, you know, bunches of money.
Yeah.
Okay, airfares we got up years ago. But the one airline I would never want to set the prices for America is Delta.
Mm-hmm.
You lived in Cincinnati one time.
Oh.
I mean, that was the highest priced airport in America.
Yeah.
Even beat Anchorage, Alaska to the United States.
Yep, awesome.
And same thing with Detroit, Minneapolis, Atlanta today, and Salt Lake City. But going to Europe, Delta's been the biggest instigator of raising fuel surcharges. You first have to pay $428. Number two, you got to pay about $80 to $100 in landing and entry fee. You're already over $500.
Uh-huh.
And now you got an airplane ticket that you're complaining you got to pay $200 for. But I think if you look at the rest of the year, $496 is the fuel surcharge. Fuel surcharges should be outlawed.
Yeah. Right.
It's a form of price fixing,
yeah,
and that's why you'll never probably, I mean, yet we still have a lot of airfares in the $600 and $700 ranges.
All right. Check it out at bestfares.com through DougSteffen.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.